Good afternoon.
The high pressure that's been in control of our weather over the last few days will continue to keep it dry today with plenty of sunshine. Although with a light south wind developing during the afternoon, humidity levels will creep up a bit. And all the while, temperatures will climb through the 70s and 80s and toward the 90 degree mark for afternoon highs. As we get into the night tonight, a few more clouds will start to build in and the mugginess will return. Overnight lows will be much milder than recent nights and in most locations stay in the middle and upper 60s. There's even the risk of a passing shower as we head out toward the Mohawk Valley and western Catskills before sunrise. That shower and additional inclement weather will head in our direction along with a cold front and a storm system heading through the Midwest and Great Lakes today. It will arrive during the day on Thursday and into Thursday night. Skies will be partly sunny. It'll still be warm and quite humid on Thursday with highs in the middle and upper 80s, and scattered showers and thunderstorms will become more likely the deeper into the afternoon and evening we go, with more showers and some thunderstorms on Thursday night. As this system sweeps on by Friday morning, we'll see partly sunny skies on Friday, but some upper-level energy combined with leftover moisture will still produce the risk of a few showers and thunderstorms on Friday afternoon with highs in the lower to mid-80s. Clear the whole system out for the weekend with a mix of sun and clouds for both Saturday and Sunday, highs in the middle to upper 80s, and back to more sunshine on Monday and Tuesday as temperatures become hot again in the upper 80s to around 90. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a broad low pressure area located over the Florida Panhandle in the far northeastern Gulf of Mexico is producing widespread but disorganized showers and thunderstorms. Environmental conditions are conducive for development, and a tropical depression is expected to form late today or tomorrow while the low moves slowly westward across the northern Gulf of Mexico. Tropical storm, hurricane, and storm surge watches could be required for a portion of the northern Gulf Coast today. An Air Force Reserve Unit reconnaissance aircraft is scheduled to investigate the disturbance this afternoon. In addition, this disturbance has the potential to produce heavy rainfall from the upper Texas coast to the Florida Panhandle during the next several days. Meanwhile, a low-pressure system moving across the northern United States will produce thunderstorms over the Great Lakes today with heavy rain possible. Severe weather is also possible with these thunderstorms, and large hail and damaging winds are the primary hazards. Localized flash flooding will also be possible. Cooler weather is expected behind this front with highs in the 70s to lower 80s over much of the northern plains today and western Great Lakes tomorrow. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 111 degrees at Rio Grande Village, Texas, to a low of 27 at Peter Sinks, Utah. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, sunny, near 90. Boston, mostly sunny in the mid-80s. And in Buffalo, sunny skies with highs in the mid-80s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 82 degrees. The average low, 61. The record high, 100, set in 1936. And the record low, 47, in 1963 and 1954. Sunrise this morning was at 5:26 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:34 p.m., 15 hours and 8 minutes of daylight, a loss of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny, hot today, with highs in the middle and upper 80s. Partly cloudy and muggy tonight in the mid-60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny, hot, and a bit more humid today with highs in the lower 90s. Partly cloudy and muggy tonight in the upper 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny, hot, and a bit more humid today with highs in the mid to upper 80s. Partly cloudy and muggy tonight with the risk of a shower by sunrise in the upper 60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny, hot, and a bit more humid today with highs in the upper 80s to around 90. Partly cloudy and muggy tonight with lows in the mid to upper 60s. for the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy. Also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly sunny, hot, and a bit more humid today with highs right around 90. Partly cloudy and muggy tonight, lows in the upper 60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, partly sunny with scattered showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon and evening, mid to upper 80s. Partly sunny, the risk of a few showers and a thunderstorm on Friday, lower to mid 80s. A mix of sun and clouds both Saturday and Sunday in the mid 80s. Mostly sunny, mid 80s on Monday, and mostly sunny with a bit more humidity, near 90 on Tuesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Kiana.